nou vir episode 3 oor die bou van the Eastern Line, die spoorweglyn van Lorenzo Marx na Pretoria in die 1880s en 90s. A couple of stores, a hotel and a police station were built around the Tin Shanty Nelspruit Railway Station. En dan praat hulle van die volgende stasie is op 1 Junie 1893 by Alkmaar gevestig. En dan sê hulle from Nelspruit onwards the Eastern Line twisted and climbed through one of the grandest and most beautiful valleys in all South Africa. In the days of the construction, completely unsettled, it must have been more of a wild garden than anything else. There had been no development whatsoever. Only a few prospectors had wandered through it. Two of them, Riley Hartley and his partner Keane, had claimed to find gold around the junction of the Elands and Crocodiles River in 1890, but nothing ever came of it, and the waters of the Crocodile went thundering down over the cataract of Montrose, with hardly ever a man to gaze upon their mystic beauty. Only with the coming of the railway did the Great Valley open up. Where before it had been a blank on the Transvaal map, there now appeared place names, even if these names were only sidings called after tiny communities in Holland, such as Schagen, were named by the people who settled on the farms beside the line, like the partners Brown and Hamilton, who merged their names for Broham Siding. They were at least signs of human habitation. In the 42 miles from Alkmaar, the line climbed 1,664 feet. It left the Crocodile when that river veered off more to the north through the rugged valley, followed today by the National Road, which reaches the Highveld along the upper tributary known as Schoeman's Kloof, after P.A. Schoeman, who first settled there on the farm Mooi Plaas in 1848. The railway followed the tributary of the Crocodile known as the Elands, and on January 20, 1894, it was opened to Waterval Onner, 180 miles from Lorenzo Marx. Then the most spectacular portion of the whole construction began. Dit is nou hier op in die valleie en deur die Zazum tunnel wat vandag nog daar is. Ahead of the line lay the highest escarpment with a climb of 682 feet within a few miles. The survey for the line located it up at a gradient of 1 in 20, following the course of the present road as far as the beginning of the zigzag Elandsberg Pass. Then the line went off towards the beautiful Elands River waterfall, the waterfall of Waterval Onder and Waterval Boven. It burrowed through a deep 233-yard tunnel and then emerged at last upon the Highveld Plains, where the cool winds brought relief to the drivers and passengers after the long hot journey from Lorenzo Marx. The tunnel was one of the major engineering works on the line. E. Warren and W. Royce secured the contract to bore it. They started work on the 18th of October 1892. A deep 1,000-yard-long cutting through solid rock had to be made to lead to the tunnel. Then the actual tunnel was bored from both ends simultaneously, the two ends meeting in the middle on 12th September 1893. Beyond the tunnel, a most spectacular gateway from the Highveld to the Lowcountry, the railway established a locomotive depot and marshalling yard on a portion of the farm Doornhoek. This place, 189 miles from Lorenzo Marx and just almost 5,000 feet above sea level, was called Waterval Boven, above the waterfall, is what it betekent, and came to life on 20th June 1894 when the line was opened to its station. In time it became a busy railway town of 3,500 people and started its civil career in October 1898 when it received its first health certificate. The stiff 1 in 20 gradient up the escarpment was far beyond the capabilities of a normal locomotive. It was made possible for the trains by means of a 2.5-mile length of rack railway built onto the section between Waterval Onder and Waterval Boven. Three 32-ton rack engines, capable of hauling a 140-ton load up the gradient, were stationed on this section. One of these engines was coupled behind each train, going up the pass and in front of each descending train. The drivers could disengage their rack gear at will for shunting purposes. On the rack, the engines pushed away at a speed of about 5 miles an hour, and a journey along the stretch of the line was slow but fascinating experience, with the sweeping beauty of the waterfall tumbling down so coolly while the noisy little engines puffed and panted along. The rack railway was never an economic device. In April 1908, a new 9-mile long line was opened between the two waterfall sections. This line down a complex horseshoe bend, en dan net nog meer detail, Beyond Waterval, Boven the line had plain sailing across the open high veld plains. Stations, rather than engineering feats, marked the course of its progress. En die volgende episode sal dan die laaste episode wees in die reeks oor die treinspoor van Lorenzo Marques na Pretoria.